St. Louis Cardinals, Pittsburgh Pirates begin a four-game series tonight at Busch Stadium. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. And right now, a reminder, head to Lordo's Diamonds, their Mother's Day sale. And not only can you get a great gift for mom or your girlfriend or that special person in your life, but mention my name, mention Scoops with Danny Mac, and receive additional money off. Lot to get into with Derek Gould, considering the Cardinals are not playing well. Dropped 2 of 3 against the Phillies. They were swept over the weekend by the Chicago Cubs. The final game in Washington was a loss for St. Louis, and a team that for the first time has kind of hit a little crossroads, trying to find their way and get back on the winning track. We'll talk it over with Derek Gould in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you, hotshotsnet.com. Derek Gould, let's jump right into it. The Cardinals are not playing good baseball. It's been ugly on defense. The pitching hasn't been great. They're not hitting, certainly. What's your impression of what you've seen here in the last week or so?
Yeah, sort of a team-wide, I don't want to say malaise, but boy, team-wide, maybe hiccup, maybe series of hiccups, maybe hiccups that they just can't be scared out of. We've seen, you know, we saw them play so well. They're, you know, coming out of the homestand and into that series against Washington. Just lots of different directions the offense could go to score runs. Very inventive base running or aggressive base running. Strong, solid, even above average defense. Just had a lot of facets that the Cardinals like to have, and so good at home that they were playing there for a stretch. And then now this is the other side of it. You know, you've seen sloppy defense. You've seen, you know, outs on the base pass, just a lineup that appears lost at times, not much of a threat. It's certainly off kilter. It's like the whole scales have been imbalanced again. You know, they just seem like almost like they caught the flu as a team, to be candid.
Well, let's talk about one guy that needs to get it going, and that's Paul Goldschmidt. Has not had a home run since April 23rd, span of 15 games. Hasn't collected a run batted in since April 24th, that's 14. Hasn't had an extra base hit since the 24th, and hasn't drawn a walk since April 27th, that's 11 games. What's your take on what you're seeing with Paul Goldschmidt?
A guy who is very rarely, and I talked to him about this after the Phillies game and wrote a little bit about this, if I'm allowed to tease at stltoday.com.
But of course.
I'm really struck, Dan, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this as someone who's seen a lot of baseball. I wondered how much he feels in control of counts. And the reason why I asked him that is, you know, if he's behind in the count a lot, then he's dealing with a larger strike zone. If he's behind in the count a lot, then that gives the opposing pitcher license not to throw him a whole lot of, you know, fastballs. And you know what? He's not seeing a whole lot. You go back to the Cubs series there, you know, and about half of the pitches he saw were fastballs. Only twice when he was tied or ahead in the count did he see a fastball. That to me is remarkable. Maybe I'm oversimplifying, but more than half of his at-bats, Dan, have been at 1-2. He's been in a 1-2 count in more than half of his plate appearances. More than half of his plate appearances this season, he's been at a 1-2 count. So, I mean, that's such a huge deal when you get to 1-1 and then it pivots into the benefit of the pitcher and all the things the pitcher can do. And you complicate that with, you know, he told me last night that he's taking some pitches that he should drive. He's fouling off pitches that he should put in play. You know, just this things like that. You can see how he's in more defensive counts than he is in aggressive counts.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing also, you hit it on the head. What I was going to say is the breaking ball and the pitch that normally he would take to right when drive it to right with authority, you're seeing him pull off that pitch. So I'm sure it's a mechanical thing, but also the fact that when you're fouling pitches off and you're taking pitches that you normally drive, you're in between. So it's mental too.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
You know, those are the two things that I'm seeing. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, look at how Hendricks struck him out, right? I mean, each time it was off-speed start, off-speed second, sinker. You know, so it's in the zone with an off-speed pitch, so taking advantage of his timing. Then on the edge to see if he'll chase, does. Then a sinker that falls out of the zone. You know, he's just, it's just an interesting spot that he's in. I don't know how, you know, didn't have the benefit of watching him as much last year during this stretch as we do now. Obviously we see him daily. Then it was just, you saw kind of at passing times, you know, but last May he also struggled, and you know, what pulled him out of it. I mean, a lot of it was the, just sticking with what works and responding to it. And then finding that timing that clicks in place. As long as there's nothing physically wrong, then that sort of is what usually happens. We see it a lot with Matt Carpenter. But it's a matter of just sticking with it and finding that, that rhythm, or like you said, just kind of locking in on that pitch to do normal damage with it.
Colton Wong had a great start to the year. First 18 games, .316 average, the four home runs. He had driven in 12, scored 10, four steals. Last 18, did not play yesterday. It was a day off for him, maybe a mental break, but no homers and hitting .158. He's driven in 5, only 3 runs scored, 2 steals. What are you seeing with Colton Wong at the plate?
You know, probably a little bit like what we were just talking about with Goldschmidt. Just they've run into better pitching. Let's be candid. Okay. I mean, in Colton's case, you know, some guys who have given him trouble before. So, you know, that first and foremost, you know, they go to Washington and they're facing better pitching. They were able to beat Patrick Corbin. They did the number on Scherzer, but overall, I mean, they have faced better pitching. Aaron Nola, Kyle Hendricks continues to baffle. Quintana's had success against the Cardinals. So I think that is a big part of it with Colton. But I also think it's been the spillover effect where you do see guys that are just off kilter, just off timing. And I think, you know, you use that phrase caught in between. And that's something that like Tony La Russa would talk about, is the guy who doesn't have off-speed timing and doesn't have fastball timing and is rushing to catch up to one and trying to be patient to the other. And he's just kind of caught in between. And I think we see that, you know, we see that actually up and down the lineup. I think, you know, Carpenter shows signs of coming out of it. He was seeing so many breaking balls. That's another part of this, is they're facing teams, particularly the Cubs. Now the Pirates come to town, who know them so well. And I mean, do you think, Dan, I've been struck by how many breaking balls some of these guys are seeing. Do you think there's something to that? Do you think I'm being anecdotal, that I'm cherry-picking a little bit?
Well, I think it's turned into a breaking ball league-wide.
Mm.
I really do. I think we're seeing that more and more. Now, yesterday you knew you were going to see a ton of breaking balls. But generally speaking, I'm seeing more breaking balls to Carpenter. I'm seeing a ton, obviously, to Goldschmidt. But I think, you know, generally speaking, it's now become a breaking ball league. And I don't see – I've seen them more than ever this year in what would be traditionally hitters' counts, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2.
Yep.
Guys going off speed or going soft or going with a breaking ball. I'm seeing that more this year than I can ever remember.
Yeah, let me just run – let's here, which would you like? Would you like Paul Goldschmidt at bats against the Phillies, Eichhoff, which, like you said, he's a breaking ball guy. I mean, let me just give you the – the final three at-bats, he was rarely ahead in the count, right? First pitch, curve, strike. Fastball, curve, slider, curve, walk. This is his third plate appearance. Curve, fouled back, slider, fouled back. Curve taken for a ball, slider, ball, slider popped up. Last at-bat against Sir Anthony Dominguez. Fastball. But look at some of these against, like, Hendricks. curveball, change, sinker, strikeout, sinker, sinker, fly ball, curve, change, ground ball, curve, change, sinker, struck out. I mean, it's just, it's absurd. I was really struck by that. Paul Goldschmidt saw 21 pitches in that last game against the Phillies. Four of them were fastballs. That's it. Four.
Wow. It's amazing. Speaking of what's happening now on the mound, the Cardinals have Michael Wacha going tonight against Joe Musgrove. Wacha, interesting. Last time out, it was one bad pitch to a guy that maybe shouldn't even be in the big leagues. He hits a grand slam. That was on Saturday. Cardinals lose it 6-5. Wacha has allowed 18 earned in six starts this year, but he's receiving the fourth most in run support, just over eight. So it could be a little uglier for him if not for the run support. What have you think? What have you thought of Michael Wacha so far here in 2019? And I'm going to follow that up. Do you think there's any interest of Wacha coming back to St. Louis?
Oh, wow. These are big topics. I think Wacha 2019, the Cubs have always given him fits. He pitched well in that game, except for the one poor pitch that went in the bleachers to the weirdest of guys. I mean, everything about that situation was right for the Cardinals to get an out, including, the pitcher that they had on the mound and how he was pitching. It just was a terrible cutter, just a sloppy spinner cutter. And I think, there are times where Wacha is prone to that, and teams can get him in a position where he has to come over the plate. If his fastball command isn't there, then they can often ignore the changeup, and the changeup is his best pitch. So that's been the case for years. That will probably be the case for his entire career. And when he has a feel for the fastball, then he can be devastating because that changeup is so good. And the angle of his plate is, at the plate is so good and all that. I don't know where this goes for the Cardinals and Wacha. I don't have a feel for that because there are so many X factors in this. Like, where do things go for 2020 between the Cardinals and Carlos Martinez? He's under contract, but is he a starter? Is he a reliever? Is it time to see what, after, if he has a successful turn as a reliever here, is it time to see if another team is interested? Does that free up a spot to then go chase after Wacha? Does he want to see what he can get in, free agency? Is there free agency waiting for him? I mean, what kind of deals are out there? I mean, there's so many unknowns. I don't know, can he pounce on a deal that Lance Lynn got? Is that what he's going to have to look for? I don't know, because that might be appealing to the Cardinals. Or what is more likely is I got to imagine the Cardinals make a trade, or look to make a trade for a starter at some point in time this year. And who that is, would they prefer to keep him around? It's just there's so much in the air with Wacha about where he goes next. And does he want to return? I don't know if he's particularly said that. I think, that on his end, there's some curiosity about elsewhere. So I don't know. And do you have a better feel for that? Or
no, I think you summed it up. I think you summed it up. The Cardinals do have arms that they could turn to. Daniel Ponce de Leon, Gomber. Do they go outside the organization? Is Ryan Helsley a starter, even though they've had him work as a reliever now with extended innings in spring the minor leagues. So, all those things are, I think, factors as they look forward. Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. Hey, Blues fans. Pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese. All of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. Luke Gregerson is up. Helsley's down. What do you see the role with Luke Gregerson and what's happening right now with Ryan Helsley?
Yeah, well, and also Carlos Martinez is in that mix, too.
Yes.
I think, you know, Luke Gregerson has a stretch here where he's on the team, and the best way to get a job and hold a job is to already have a job, right? Isn't that the truth in the major leagues?
You bet.
If you're a reliever in the majors, that's a pretty good way to hold on to being a reliever in the majors, especially when they can't put you in the minors, so without losing you. So I think, you know, Gregerson has a stretch here. I don't really have a feel, and I think the Cardinals are just getting one for what his role is. He threw a lot of pitches the other day, some good, had some success, then showed some, you know, wear as he got into that second inning, you know, toward 30 pitches, but then came back the next day and pitched all right. He's not going to overwhelm you with velocity. He's definitely a movement guy now, difficult movement, ground ball movement, but he can do that, and he can absorb some innings. Don't know if he's going to be appearing in leverage spots. That doesn't seem to be their plan, but like I said, he can earn his way into anything, and while he has the job, that's the best chance he has to keep it. It's just going to get real tricky, not just with Helsley. Helsley's doing fine and doing multiple innings, and I mean, he's going to be a factor. He's going to contribute at some point in time this season for sure. You know, it's what happens when Martinez returns, and where are things then? I mean, you know, that it would be a tougher choice with Gregerson than it would be with Gallegos, for example, or with Leon, for example. Leon could use a tune-up. That's something that they would have to discuss or look at. So I think it's definitely who's pitching best, because when Martinez is ready, you know he's coming.
My man, thank you. Great stuff. And we'll catch you up again tomorrow before game number two.
I'd like that, Dan. Good to hear from you.
Derek Gould, Scoops with DannyMac.com.